to More with Mo. My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at Julieland.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the world's biggest stoner, Mr. Richard Avery.
That's right. I'm a stoner? Really? No, I'm all into cocaine. You know that.
No, I think
cocaine and champagne, baby.
I think I may have misphrased that. Technically, today we are here with the biggest stoner. You're not, but we're here with.
We are with the biggest stoner. My favorite stoner. Actually,
favorite stoner?
I love this stoner.
Are we going
to? This is my stoner.
Am I supposed to kiss ass and say, yeah, my favorite
stoner? No, you don't have to agree with me.
Okay, good.
You don't know her like I do. We've shared moments. We've shared stoning.
We have shared stoning. Well,
we're like this.
Today's topic is going to be a topic we've done maybe once before, but not at this level.
Not at this level. Not with a pro.
Not with this big of a pro. Today's topic is going to be weed.
And who did we bring in?
Today, we brought in the queen of stoners, Miss Jada Stevens.
Hey.
Hey.
Okay, so
I'm going through my
list of questions right now, and they're all really shitty questions, but my number one question is, are you stoned right now? You don't get a look at the list of questions. Yeah. I see how it is. Are you stoned right now?
Yeah, but it's like
wearing
off. Smoke again.
Oh, you need
to
smoke again.
I had a 45-minute ride in traffic here, so you know it's time to do it again.
Yeah.
So when was the last time you smoked weed then?
At 2:50 when I woke up from a weed nap.
Okay, so at 2:50 you woke up and smoked weed. It is currently in Pacific Standard Time 4:25.
Oh, okay. 5 minutes.
Okay. Oh, yes. You missed it. Oh, we fucked this up. See, can we rewind this? It's now 4:20. Okay, so you woke up from a weed nap. So that means you smoked weed before that at what time?
Yes, at 7 a.m. I was up at like 6:50 this morning.
Okay, so I'm just trying to do the timeline of weed here because I am not this. I can't play like this. I smoke weed in the morning and I'm done. Okay, so you smoked weed in the morning. You took a nap.
Yeah, well, like after, look, so weed naps are like after you get shit, so you smoke, you go and do everything and you get shit done and it's like, okay, you need a nap. So it's a weed nap.
Ah.
A weed nap's not from going to sleep from weed, like exactly. Maybe for some people that don't smoke, that would be a weed nap, yeah. But in my weed naps are like, you know, because I got up early, I was running around this morning and then I came back and I was like, did everything I needed to. So I was like,
And there we go. Now, I smoke weed and I've been smoking weed for a number of years, but not at this level. And we've smoked putting it all out there, we have smoked weed together, and yes, I couldn't keep up with you. It's kind of like me running a marathon with somebody. I'll make it the first mile, but the rest of it, fuck it. I'm done. You can go the full distance. So I don't smoke at this level. I can't keep up, and I'm more the casual at-home smoker. Now, you're the lifestyle. This is you.
It's me. I smoke every day. Like, I tried. Now I'm like trying to. No, that's lying.
You don't have to lie here. We're all family.
I was going to make my New Year's resolution like cut back a little bit, but that would be lying.
No, but you're able to fully function.
Yes.
Go on about life.
I wouldn't say stoning. Fully function.
Oh. I do. Like, I feel with my lifestyle, I function with it. Now, if I had to do like big meeting corporate stuff, no, that's probably not something that I could entwine in my lifestyle, you know.
And that's fair. That's completely fair. You work in the adult industry, and that's not the most high pressure industry to work in, correct?
Yeah.
Come on, girl. She's just all feeling bad. Like, also, wow, I really don't have a job.
I don't have a job.
I really don't work that hard.
I came on your show to feel better about myself, and now I feel like I have no job and I smoke weed all the time. Tell me more about me, Mo. So what do you do with your days as a stoner porn star? What do you do with your days? What keeps you busy?
I guess, well, I wouldn't be say shooting. I just got off from being contracted all year, so I didn't really do much all year. But now, like, my days consist of shooting porn and smoking a lot of weed and spending time with my new kitten.
Yeah.
Oh. And so what kind of, you just got out of contract.
Yeah.
And what kind of stuff are you out on the hustle now? Are people knocking down your door? Are you having to go out and find the work?
Yeah. They missed my ass.
Oh, they're coming after you.
Yeah. So it's really busy, but like I don't want to be like super packed up, you know, like before in the first of the year. So I'm going to wait to even book anything else this year.
So you're taking a little bit of break. It's the holidays. New Year's is coming up. So right. you have a little time. And
my question is do you ever do they let you smoke on sets?
Yeah.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
That's not a problem. I just wondered about that. Because usually, I mean...
Was I not supposed to say that?
No, I just wondered.
I feel like I made that cool, like a few years ago, like smoking like weed and weed socks and J's and stuff like that on set. And then like, you know, it became a movement.
No, I understand that. But I'm just saying is like, I wonder the you being the where your position is legally, would you want your girls smoking?
That's where, and this is where I have
if you have a rookie, you wouldn't want them smoking weed.
I just know on my sets, I always tell people, like, I don't mind weed, but, like, I would never let anybody drink alcohol.
Right. Well, some people, like, their alcohol is, like, how I smoke weed, and they can handle alcohol like how I handle weed, but I just feel like if we're getting fucked in our ass or gangbang, that we should be able to do whatever we want to.
Right. Okay.
I have to be the corporate stick in the mud.
Right.
Where it becomes an issue with me, and I have had to send a girl home that was
lit.
There you go. She was way too stoned.
Technically speaking,
it came to the attention of a couple other people, and it was one of those things that unfortunately I had to send her home. And she's like, "But I have a card." And it was one of those things of, I understand it's a prescription. And I understand this. And having this debate as a completely... and being a person who was completely sober at the time and conversing with a person who's stoned, explaining why they should be able to be stoned before they have sex with another girl and why it couldn't happen, it was a little difficult, but it's along the same lines of, hey, I'm prescribed Xanax. That doesn't mean I can pop 10 of them and go, I'm fine.
Yeah.
You know, so it gets into where my concern comes and where legal concerns come up is with consent.
Right.
And that's where it always becomes the issue, because I know there are people on the sets that I work on that what I don't know doesn't hurt me. I know the people that show up on set that smoke weed. I'm a stoner. I know who the fuck smokes weed. As long as I don't see it, as long as I don't smell, as long as I don't know, I don't give a fuck.
I agree.
But if somebody sits down like us, you and I could sit here and smoke and have a great time. But if you came to set, pulled it out and started doing right in front of me, that's where corporate would say, nope. Have that.
Right.
And each company, though, handles it their own way. I know there are some companies now that are talking about, some people are talking about doing actual stoner porn where everybody's high.
I would love that. That would be.
I think we're doing that. We started that whole thing. I've been, every time we've shot, she's gotten me stoned out of my head, basically.
Well, at least just know when you're around me, you're smoking the good shit.
The best. I mean, and when I heard about this, so you'd want to do stoner porn.
Yeah.
Like, high as fuck, don't care.
I
mean, where
it, like, focus. Yeah, and, like, it would, I don't know, I would get, like, all into it, you know, with my stoner.
But see, like, I laugh at all that because, like, I'm not telling anything here that's no secret, but, like, for about 4 years there in the Julie Land world, like, I think 80% of my shoots were done on fucking cocaine. So, like,
that's a grown up drug.
Exactly. Thank you. That's what I used to always tell my mom.
Everybody can afford weed, not everybody can afford coke.
Exactly.
No, you're a responsible person or a very good thief.
But I used to always, like, it was always like every shoot was like cocaine and champagne all the time. You know, that was the way we had, you know. Get myself locked up in a hotel room with a beautiful girl. You want to stay up for a few days.
Yeah. Well, talking about everything. Talking about money. What's your daily expenditure on weed, do you think?
What do you mean?
Simple question. How much do you spend?
Yeah. How much do you spend on weed a day, do you think?
Personally, it just depends on my mood and my situation, how much I smoke a day. But I smoke at least like a quarter a day. So that's like $100 a day, maybe $150 a day.
Wow.
I'm like, sorry.
This is a quarter ounce of weed. 2 days.
I'm holding a jar that has very nice nuggets in it. This is 2 days for you.
Yeah, a half ounce.
This for me would be.
That would last me about 5 years.
This would last me.
Still had the eighth from, I feel like, the last time I came, from the very first time I met him.
Oh, my God. Okay, I could make this last a month.
Jada, but it's so funny. I always tell people, like, if you, because Ash used to do this. Ash would leave me full joints, right? And, like, she'd go, here's a joint to do, you know, because I was smoking a lot with her in the beginning. And like, I literally, she'd leave or whatever. I'd take, like, one day I would take a couple hits and that would be enough for me. And she would come back 6 months later and that joint would be pretty much still there. And she's like, what are you doing? I go, well, I took two hits. Like, she just would stare at me like, what do you use your prom? I'm like, I don't need that much. Like, I just don't need that much.
Yeah, I'm looking at this and I smoke pretty much, I would say 5 out of 7 days a week. And not anything that heavy. It's just a chill at the end of the night. This could last me a month.
That's
probably the amount of weed I've smoked in my entire lifetime.
Okay, I'm not going that far. I used to smoke a lot.
I don't even want to go there.
How old were you when you smoked weed for the first time?
How old?
Yeah.
15.
See, I was 30.
Damn.
That was...
So you were I was super 18. High, huh?
No, I did fucking ecstasy, quaaludes, cocaine, heroin... LSD.
Well, damn,
I did everything before
even
got
to the gateway drug.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I'm saying. Went to the hardcore shit, so that proves that's a lie.
I went backwards. I went literally backwards. I'm going to start up here. I'm going to work my way down. So that's what I did, honestly. And I always tell people I didn't smoke. I think I took my first hit when I was 30. And then I started listening to Jimi Hendrix and was like, wow, this is great. Right? Like a whole new appreciation for Jimi Hendrix.
I feel like Mary Jane or marijuana, whatever I want to call it, it makes music like even more. It makes it better.
Yeah.
You know what? It definitely makes eating a whole lot better.
Exactly. It makes everything
food
a lot better.
Is so much.
I agree.
Video games and eating, it's amazing.
I agree.
So you have been here putting together something for yourself to smoke. What did you do there? You're not rolling a blunt.
I'm stuffing a cone.
So stuffing a cone. What is stuffing a cone?
It's actually a paper and a filter that's already like pre-rolled. So basically you just put the weed and you pack it down with a straw and you twist it at the top and it's stuffing a cone.
Now I've had those delivered to me when I've bought an eighth and then a free one shows up with that. And I've smoked that. It's not, I usually open it up and pour out what's inside.
That's the way you prefer to smoke, right?
Yeah. Like I only smoke papers now. Like I'm team raw.
I prefer, you know, rolling a joint. Well, I don't like bongs.
These,
I don't like pipes.
Long stiletto nails that I can't roll like that. So I stuff cones until I decide to take them off, but then I'll learn how to roll.
But you don't know how to roll?
No, I can roll. I used to roll blunts all day, but it's the fact of like how sturdy it is. And right. I have the nails. So like if I took these off, I'd probably be able to roll, okay. Like figure it out.
Yeah.
Like I'm a stoner. I will figure it out.
We had pop cans and, you know, things like that. That's how
Misty Stone taught me how to roll blunts.
A joint? Oh, well, I can roll a blunt like still with my eyes closed and in the dark, but it's like I can't to roll a joint. It's just different for me. But this was the way I got off of blunts. And it's been a year and a month sobriety.
And you're happy without without being on blunt. Because I've smoked. Oh now, God. And Jane, I always said I it was the young girls. Because we have mutual friends that we've hung out together and we smoked weed with. And all the girls, though, were into blunts. Oh, I got to roll a blunt. I'm going to do a blunt.
I was that girl.
Yeah, I know. And I'm throwing you in the group with all of them. And I'm sitting there going, I'm the old man. Can we just smoke it out of a bong so it filters
well,
my lungs a little
too,
bit?
Well, that's like examples. Like, I think 15 years ago, I was in Australia. And down in Australia, they smoke weed, mix it with tobacco.
Ew.
And which I...
Spliff.
Yeah. And I got down there and I was like, what the fuck is this shit? Like, and I was like, oh, I was like, why do you do that? And they go, because it makes it, you know, can last longer. I was like, fuck that. I don't want to get cancer while I'm getting high. And like, I couldn't handle that. I was like,
right. I feel like the whole side of the world over there does that. Like everywhere I went to, even in Amsterdam, like people do that. And I'm like, that ruins it. First off, if I wanted to smoke a cigarette, I would just smoke a cigarette, but I don't.
Exactly.
Like I want to smoke weed and taste weed. Like it gives you a weird head high when like, by the way, what kind of weed do you smoke? What's your favorite kind of weed? Do you smoke sativa or indica or hybrid?
What do you smoke?
I've been doing
indica.
Because that's what I smoke.
I've been doing more of the sativa stuff. I don't know. I think I've kind of bounced around. I used to be more, but I mean, I used to smoke Blue Dream all the time.
Sativa, man.
I used to do Skywalker, Green Crack.
Oh, my God. Back in my
now
day.
Now I'm on like Cabbage Patch is about where I'm at right now. I think
definitely like you're like a hybrid. Like
but back in my day, it was just pot.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
two finger bag. It was a
back
lid.
In the day, it's either dank or it's fucking swag. Okay, that was it.
I'm just telling the people, I was like, you just went, like, get me a lid and you'd get a lid.
Now they have like really, really fire, like really good sativas. Like, but to me, like, that's not, I don't know. Like, I have the guys from like the Cannabis Cup that grow the best fucking shit. And I still, like, when I smoke it, I'm like, ew, no. Like,
really?
I smoke indica. Like, I like OGs. Like, I like the downer part of it. Like, the other weed, I'm already hyper, so it makes me hyper. Like, when I smoke Blue Dream or whatever, I'm like...
Really? See, nothing makes me hyper anymore.
It's weird.
You know, it's like everything just chills me out. And so that's just always been my preferred. Mm-hmm. Now, you're smoking now out of a cone.
Yeah.
You can light
it sounds,
up.
It sounds less fancy.
Well, this is like, I mean, a cone. I mean, it's still a paper. Because look, how you roll the joint, like the joints with the little filter and shit, it's the same thing.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Now, what about the other things? Now, I used to, now I'm pretty much bong, and actually now I'm pretty much bong all the time. That's pretty much it. No, the vape pen. A friend of mine has a vape pen. And so I tried that and it was like, okay, that's a different experience, but it seemed less, it sounds weird when I'm saying it felt less organic. It's like I'm sucking
tasting something, right?
Yeah, it's like I'd rather just make fire on weed and make smoke.
It's because
you have
the coils and stuff in there heating up, and I tell everybody that, even though I do have my own vape pen, like you're still heating up a coil inside of something, and it's like smoke. You know, you're inhaling that. So I just feel like that. Either way you look at that, that's not helpful.
I just think this is more organic. Yeah, and that's my last time I smoked out of a bong with Audrey, I got sick and I passed out, and she woke me up like a day later. She literally woke me up a day later. I woke up 24 hours later, like, what the fuck? I just got sick. And but.
I love bongs too, though.
Bongs, I don't know. I just have a hard time. I have a hard time with them. I like paper.
I was where I, and I almost bought one. I almost bought, and she's lighting up, and we'll do a little play by play.
Exactly. I'll be the color commentator. She's got a lighter. She's got a lighter.
She's got long nails. We can barely see her face currently because there's so much smoke in the air.
Did she disappear?
She
it's
just
a magic
breathed
trick.
In, and suddenly the air has cleared.
The smoke has cleared.
She steps up to the green.
Shh, quiet. She's about to putt.
So I used to smoke out of a friend had a volcano, and I loved smoking out of the volcano.
What's
that?
It's like a it's basically like it's not a vape. I don't want to say vaporizer, but it's like a big bag type thing, and it's like it takes all the bad stuff out of it. Like even though you're smoking this, you're still inhaling like extra shit. So like it takes all of that out, and it's good for you.
And you're basically it's a Gatorade bottle type. Pop top that you suck on and you suck everything out of the bag. And I always enjoyed that. And that would fuck me up, but it was a very clean thing. We have a mutual friend, Liz Taylor.
Yes.
And she fucked me up when I saw her last a few months ago.
Dabs?
There we go. I have...
How did I know?
Exactly. How did you know?
That was one of the most unpleasant experiences that I've, because first off, I decide to hit it like I'm hitting a bong, right?
And you're not supposed to inhale it like that.
Yeah. I was like out. Like it wasn't like, oh, I'm a little, I was like, I laid back and it wasn't even fun. I was so high. It wasn't even fun.
So what are dabs?
Hold please.
Oh, sorry.
So where I was going to go with this is I know there are some people that can do this all the time. I did this and was just like, I couldn't move. It wasn't like, oh, I'm high. It was, I cannot move off of this bed. My body is numb. Do you do this? Do you enjoy this and why?
I do dab. I go through my phases like where I'll dab a lot and then I won't do it at all. But I like trees more, obviously, but I dab a lot and still functionable anyways. Like me and Liz is like, besides like some super stoner guys, like Liz is the only person I've ever met that can keep up with how I smoke. And she dabs just like how I do. We can take three bombs or three dabs back to back and still function. We went running one time.
Oh, God.
Like we're weirdos like that. So.
Wow.
No, I think I said something. I believe I was told that I said something of like, wait, is this heroin? This is like the heroin of weed. I mean,
it's like, it's the oil. It's like broken down. It's pure THC. Right. There's no bullshit. Because when you're smoking weed, you're still only getting a percentage of the THC. Right. This is like straight THC.
How is that different than hash?
It's just made differently. It's more pure. Hash is like got extra shit in it. Like this is the actual oil.
Have you ever
like,
smoked hash?
Down. Yeah, I smoked it in like overseas. It's really big.
Do you like it?
I don't like it. I'd rather smoke weed.
I did it in London a couple times.
It's big over there. Like even in Paris, they're like, we have hash. I'm like, well, fucking smoke like tar. I don't know.
It's like in Europe and again, they mix it with tobacco.
Yeah.
And which I pisses me off.
What do they call it? They called it sheet in Paris. I'm like, no.
No.
Weed.
Oh my God. Have you ever had a bad experience with weed? Have you ever gotten sick?
No, I've never gotten sick, but I've had some really fucking bad weed. I've been all over the world and I feel like people try to make me happy by bringing weed, but it's just, there's nowhere in the world like Cali.
No, I can't agree. I went to Jamaica 6 times. And the weed there,
right.
Bad. We had to, about the 4th or 5th trip, we actually smuggled our own weed in because we knew the weed was so bad in Jamaica.
Well, they say that it's like swag. It's grown outside. It's not hydroponic.
Exactly.
Done. Like I said, like I'm all this stoner. I went to all the like cannabis cups and stuff and like tried weed from everywhere. And it's even Amsterdam, like there's no weed like here. Like,
really? So she is the spokesperson for California weed.
Fuck yeah. They need to put me on the board.
Now, okay. Either that or I'm going to smoke the board.
I'm assuming that it's coming up again for a vote because it comes up, I swear, every year.
November.
About legalization.
Oh, yeah.
And it's coming November.
Do you think that weed should be legalized?
I do.
You do.
And that's not only because I'm a stoner. I just feel like for other purposes, like... different stories, you know, like kids with fucking cancer and shit, and that's the only thing that helped, and they live in states where it's not legal, blah blah blah, that type of stuff.
Okay. Now because it is especially here in Los Angeles, it is, there is no issue whatsoever. It's not legal,
right?
There is no issue getting weed,
right? You and they're not bothering you about it.
So you think, do you think it will become more regulated where it would be less pleasurable to go about trying to smoke weed? Do you think, I mean, when you're going through and suddenly there's controls on how much THC something can have, do you anticipate that? Do you think that's an issue? Does that bother you, or would you rather be able to smoke just whatever the fuck you want to smoke?
I mean, of course I'd rather smoke whatever I want to, but like every time, you know, they always have to try to control things. So if it's completely legal, there's no telling like what.
Well, but it seems like for Washington State and Colorado, they've done a really good job of it, I think, of how they've handled legalization of it. Right. I think
that's why everybody wants to do it.
And I think that's what California is looking at. As everybody's going, yeah, let Colorado and Washington figure this shit out. And then, and we'll, because California was, I think, the first state to make it for medical marijuana, right? So, like, they figured, I mean, it's going to be
like
legal.
They have, what am I say? They got dispensaries in Chicago, Vegas now. Like those are like still Vegas. Like they don't do in, you know how much trouble you can get in for a little bit of weed? Like for them to do that, like that's a big movement.
Exactly. And I do think that when they do legalization, because they are going to legalize it. And I think that when they do that, I think not only is it going to open up businesses because there's pot stores everywhere, but I think it's going to be for the better. I think it's like, get it out in the open and cut this crap that, like,
make
I think
it's so much.
Well, I wanted to send you this link. It was so funny. I saw a link on Huffington Post the other day about like how many, the headline was how many people died of marijuana overdose in 2015. and you click on the thing and you go in to see how many people died. And it was like zero. Then it was like over, you know, something like 3,000 people died of opiate overdoses. Like, you know, of course it's all, you know, it's just the weed doesn't kill anybody.
No,
I don't know. I almost felt like I was,
I mean, you might feel like you're going to die, but you'll just wake up and eat everything in the house.
And then die of cholesterol.
So I go with the money as well, because I know Colorado and Washington are raking in money. And with as many people as we have here in California, it's going to be cha-ching, 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 cha-ching. It's going to be nonstop. So do you have any way of making money on this venture? Are you in the weed world?
Yeah,
I'm
part of the weed community.
She's working on it.
I'm like working on little things. I have a vape pen. I have a bong. Like I'm trying to work on a bong. Strand. Yeah, with silica glass.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to take a look at this.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Like I'm working on a few things, so I'm trying to step in the industry.
What's your bong called?
The Jada Stevens bong.
How'd you come up with that name? Great branding.
Like, I mean, nobody ever thought Jada of like Stevens this was just bong? To see like if it was gonna work, and it did. So now I get to
and,
do another.
I mean, and it's like,
have you ever signed one of your bongs? Has a fan ever?
Well, it's on there. Like my little thing is like my old logo. It's not my logo anymore, but then my signature on it too. So these are just gonna be moved, and then it's gonna be one that's more like personable, you know, like that was actually designed like what I wanted to do. This is just a simple setup, you know, with my signature. So it's the first step.
Do you even have fans come up and go, will you sign my bong?
Yeah, at the cannabis like cups and the community, like that type of stuff, you know, like
the that was like the thing when I first met you a year ago, basically, when I met her and talking about all this stuff and getting to know her. And that's why I literally, we need a website name. And it like jada420.com. It was like perfect. That instant. It was like, yeah, I got this. This is an easy one. Every other girl was like difficult to come up with a name. This one was easy.
There's a weed. You could have a weed strain right there.
Yeah.
There you go. Come up with your own. Ta-da.
Yeah. And it's like, and I just think that I'm hoping here for in the new year that this is just going to blow up. I think a year from now, things will be a lot different for everybody.
Now, we have joked, Mr. Avery and I have joked a couple times about how much guys would pay to smoke weed with Jada Stevens. And I was said this is, well, I didn't pay shit. And
I didn't either.
And the weed was given to me. What
so
was
you
it
already
like?
Have one.
You know, because it was funny. It was like, what was it like? I sat on the couch and we smoked weed and we ate and we watched TV.
See, that's why my
that
times
was it?
Are better. That's yep. why our moments are
so
way
So what would
better.
Experience, a fan experience of smoking with Jada Stevens, what is that fan experience?
I mean, dealing with my crazy ass, like, I'm sure when they meet me, they're like, whoa, no, but I don't know, like, I feel like when you smoke weed with somebody, you bond it instantly, you know, like, it's just part of us, like, I don't know, what am I, not a cult, but, you know,
that's
part
what,
of a stoner
That's the way I feel
thing,
about cocaine.
You know? Like,
we're going to do cocaine
down
together.
Smoke with each other, you could be friends, you know, most
yeah,
of the
but
time.
I'm seriously, but that's the way I felt about, like, doing any drugs, cocaine, ecstasy, like, you just bond. Once you have that, share that moment.
No, with coke, you just want to talk.
Yeah, like, but you bond. And ecstasy, like, you just roll, no, and you're I like, guess. I love you, and then, like, it's just, it's incredible.
You know, what's funny is, speaking of Liz, is it was a few years ago, my brother, who has nothing to do with the adult industry, and I didn't even know was a fan of porn, came to AVN and was a fan and brought his friend. And he I don't know what he thought that I did for a living, that I was so busy, but he's like, if you have time, if you could maybe meet up with me at the convention, it'd be really good to see you. Sure. So I take him around instead. You go introduce him to people, all this kind of stuff. And as the day went on, they're hanging out with us. Great guy. You know, we're having a lot of fun. And we run into Liz, and she's like, we went to a comedy show, and afterwards she goes, do you want to come up and smoke weed? And then I stopped for a second. I was like, oh shit. I don't know if they smoke weed. I got, okay, this could get uncomfortable because they're from Oregon. They're a little, you know, So I'm like, hey, do you guys smoke weed? And they're like, uh-huh. Yeah. And I'm like, you're Idaho. You're like, it's a more conservative area. Less, and I'm like, so you're cool with this? Uh-huh. And so they're like, what they're looking at is this, my brother is taking us out to smoke weed with porn stars, and it's going to be this big. But it was funny. I went up there, and these guys got fucking stoned. They could, Liz is hard to keep up with as it is. These kids were out of their depth. They were fucking off.
We used to.
But for them, it was such a magical experience to have this.
Yeah.
They got stoned with porn stars. And it was like that. He still talks about it
like
it was such an amazing time.
That, like, how people feel about smoking with porn stars is like how people feel about smoking with their favorite musicians or their favorite, you know, that you're, they're people. So, like, I even read, like, tweets today, and they were like, oh, we just, like, we would love to smoke with Jada, you know, like, on our list of fucking things.
Sure.
And, like, that's, I have a list like that. You know,
bucket
what I mean?
List.
So
who do
like,
you want to smoke with?
Yeah, I mean, I've smoked with everybody that I thought so. Like, besides, like, Willie Nelson, I've smoked with everybody that I would possibly want to smoke with. Like,
Willie Nelson would be pretty
like, and
high
I had, like... But other than that, like, I've smoked with all the big dogs, and I keep up.
Did you have a question, Mr. Avery?
No, I just was.
Do you want to smoke weed with somebody you want famous? Who do you
want
to smoke
if
weed
I had
with?
To smoke weed with anybody, it would be in a weird kind of funny way, like maybe a year from now after the elections, I would love to smoke weed with Barack Obama.
Oh, fuck
you know, in Hawaii, and just be sitting on the beach.
Well,
good
I
job for
with
the.
Everybody.
You did
like,
a good.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, all right, that'd be pretty cool.
I wouldn't be great. Just great. Like, you did a great job for 8 years. You know, passing the joint and just being like, yeah, good job, B Rock. You know, that'd be fun. Because you know he probably does. You know he does. I don't care what anybody says.
I know, for sure,
I would imagine.
I'm sure him.
With
and
a job like that, there's no exactly. way you can't.
He probably wakes up in the morning. All right, let's get to work.
I'm trying to think. I think probably if I was to go through it, because I'm not a huge, I don't have anybody specifically. I mean, there's people, oh, cool, let's smoke some weed. That'd be fun.
Right.
But I would say if I was to pick out a celebrity, it would be probably Tommy Chong would be awesome.
Yeah, see, Cheech and Chong, like those are like people you want to smoke with.
Well, I met him. I was at a photo shoot with him years ago, just before he went to prison. And I met him the day before he went to jail on a Vanity Fair shoot. And he was such a cool guy. And he was going to jail because of weed paraphernalia. And it would have been, look, I want a Tommy Chong bong and I want to smoke with him. And that I always thought would be a lot of fun.
Hell yeah. Like I had like my top like people, you know, like big stoners like Snoop Dogg, Wiz Khalifa, Currency.
You ever
like,
smoke with you know. Snoop?
Yeah, of course. Good. On 420 too, like at the Cannabis Cup in Denver. That was like the perfect, like, you know, because that was on my bucket list, like how people want to smoke with me. Like Snoop was on mine.
Yeah.
Like, and he never did a dab before, so it was his first dab. So he was like,
whoa.
Because he smokes weed all day. Like,
yeah.
But all day, wow. Every day.
So, like, fucking potent.
So, just to cover, so you're still finishing off your cone here.
Yeah, and I'm talking.
And I'm guessing we're pretty.
You don't have to finish it all, right? We, you know, yeah. You can pace yourself.
No, we don't end the show until she's done.
No,
that's
shit,
the rule.
No,
all
no.
Of a sudden, she's like, get me the fuck out of here.
I can smoke this to the face. No worries.
We know that.
So, wait, what strain are you smoking here? What is this?
This is KK.
KK. And what
so
is?
So, it's actually Wiz Khalifa's strain of weed. It's Khalifa Kush.
Nice. I love this jar. I kind of want to take this jar with me.
I just like
run.
I love the mason jars. I'm from the South, you know, so like I have three different sizes of these.
And this is your traveling size?
Yeah. This is to go by.
I got the gallon sun tea jar in the back.
Oh, I have the big one, but that's for tea.
Awesome. Awesome. Nice. Wow.
Well, Jada, thank you so much for coming out, smoking some weed, talking
Thanks
about
for
weed
having
with
me.
Us. Where can all your stoner fans and your porn fans and all your fans find you out there in the interwebs?
They can check my website at Jada420. And they can also follow me on Instagram at Two Cheeks Back. Follow my new Snapchat, Jada420.com. And my Twitter at Two Cheeks Back.
Very nice.
Good job.
Mr. Avery, where can all your stoners find you?
Wherever Jada is.
Exactly.
Follow the smoke.
I don't get high with anybody else but her. So it's all good.
We've never gotten high together. In the couple of
it's
years
not
we've been
happen.
Together, never.
It's not going to happen.
We're about as high as it's going
to I'm first. If he smokes,
dear.
I'm first.
Well, thank you again for coming out. Thanks for getting me high now. My name is Mo Reese. This is More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me. You can check out Instagram, The Average Mo, or go over to my blog, TheAverageMo.com, where you can see all sorts of photos, videos, and you can listen to this show. Thanks for listening.